Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The God of the Bible nowhere indicates that he has any of his work that men can perform, or that he intends that they should perform it. He asked Job, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding." He said, "If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof." God is still performing his own work as he has done in every age and shall continue to do so when the mountains have crumbled and the seas have become dry land. Some of that work which he performs is that he humbles the pride of his elect. Those that walk in pride he is able to abase. One word from his lips can bring down the mightiest of men. He awakens his own from the deadness of their own sin in his own time. Even when we were dead in sins hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. God raises up dead sinners, even as he raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. He sends his messengers with the gospel. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. His work is seen in that he gives faith to believe the gospel. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He works in his people by that same power. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He shall keep his elect from falling and preserve them faultless to the end. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He has redeemed his elect with his own blood, which he shed for the remission of their sins. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.